Housed in a beautifully restored 1840s Greek Revival schoolhouse at 790 State Route 203 in Spencertown, New York, Spencertown Academy Arts Center is a cultural center serving Columbia County, the Berkshires, and the Capital Region. It offers a variety of free and low-cost community arts events, including concerts, readings, theater pieces, art exhibitions, and art-related workshops and classes. Spencertown Academy's Arts Center's 11th Annual Festival of Books takes place over Labor Day weekend, September 3rd through the 5th. The festival features a giant used book sale, 2 days of discussions with and readings by esteemed authors, and a children's program as well. Featured authors this year include Elizabeth Brundage, Michelle Hoover, Courtney Maugham, Ruth Reichel, Russell Shorto, Will Swift, and Steve Yarborough, just to name a few. Here to tell us more about the festival is Spencertown Academy Arts Center board member and co-chair of the festival, David Highfield. David, thank you very much for being with us this morning. It's very nice to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, welcome. And at what point of panic/excitement are you at right now, knowing that you have this event coming in just a few days?
It does feel a little bit of a crash at the end, but it's so much fun, and it's such a great band of people doing it that even though it's a little hurried over there, it's just a lot of fun, and we're excited about the writers who are coming, and the room with the giant book sale looks great, and the selection of books is always really fun to peruse and to buy, choose from lots of books that look like they're new practically. So it's always a lot of fun.
Okay, how did this start? How did you get into this?
I got into this because I live nearby, just up the road in Spencertown, and the Academy is a nonprofit arts center. We don't have an endowment. So we need to earn the money to keep us going and keep this historic building going. And this is one of our annual events. We have a few each year that really kind of pay the way, that help us turn the lights on and keep the building going and help programming and help us invite artists to come in for concerts and do art exhibitions and just keep us going. So this book sale just draws lots of people. It's probably the event that draws the most people from the Capital Region, the Berkshires, everywhere. It's a great book sale, and it's a great kind of way for writers to come meet readers and fans, and it's just it's a fun event. It's become bigger every year, which is just one of those gratifying things. We're growing.
And it also allows you to, I would think, allows you to have an event, to make some money, but also stay very much in your mission of what you do.
Of course. No, it's true. And one of the things we're always trying to do is bring, you know, new folks in, people who may not have known about us or people who may live a little bit further away. And some of that comes, you know, they're attracted because they happen to be a fan of, you know, one of the writers, Russell Shorto, coming this year, who's a wonderful historian, has written several books. So people may know of Shorto and want to come see him, things like that. But also kind of word of mouth, where we feel like we're drawing from a wider group of people every year, which is really exciting. It's an old building, so to see an old building like that, that we love so much, be used like this with books and reading and artists and stuff, is a lot of fun. Some old buildings, you know, as you know, struggle and kind of are not used so much. So we really love that.
How did when you think about this event, because there are really a couple parts to it. There is the book sale, and then there are the discussions and the readings as well as the children's program. So there's a lot going on, and you wanted that, right? You wanted there to be these different things, not only a huge book sale, which obviously you make money, but also a place where people can listen to these great writers and talk to them.
Definitely. We have a beautiful big tent behind the building, which is shady and in a cool spot, and it's a great place to have events, to have panels and writers talk, and that can hold maybe 100, 125 people. So coming in and out of the building, in and out of that tent, it makes for an easy kind of flow. If you're tired of standing around looking at books, you can go out and sit down and listen to a writer or meet your neighbors and talk about books. We also have a food tent. We kind of are famous for our vegetarian chili we serve every year. So there's that going on, and also just the hamlet of Spencertown is a beautiful little spot. So people mill around the kind of town green as well. So it's a great community event that way.
When you put it into the grand scheme of things of what the Spencertown Academy Arts Center does, and I asked the question about serving your mission, but talk to us a little bit about the Arts Center as a whole and as a cultural center serving Columbia County.
Right. We've been doing this for 40 years, which is just really phenomenal to me. The building dates from 1847. It was originally built as a place to as a schoolhouse, but also a place to educate teachers, men and women side by side, which was very unusual at the time. As you can imagine, in the 1840s, you know, men and women were supposed to go to separate places to learn, but this was a place built for both men and women, which I think is just a kind of a progressive, cool thing. And then 40 years ago, after it had been a schoolhouse for years and served other purposes, it was given to a nonprofit group to start an art center, and it's had lots of incarnations, but it's always been a place that includes music and books and reading and art in some way, and we have an active working board, and in the last, say, 10, 15 years that I've been involved, the book festival has been one of those things that seems to draw the most amount of people, which is great, but we also have We had a jazz concert last February, I think it was, around Valentine's Day, and we had more than 100 people upstairs in that great room with a little stage. So it definitely takes a different color and a different look every once in a while in these seasons, but yet, you know, it keeps on going, and we have a great group of people there. And I always meet new people every year, too, which is fun, people who may live down the road, but people who may live, you know, an hour away. So it's a lot of fun.
Talk about some of the featured authors who will be a part of this event, which is the Festival of Books, the 11th Annual Festival of Books, taking place over Labor Day weekend.
One of the panels, I'm a history buff, and one of the panels is about FDR. And we've got three authors coming, historians, a guy named Christopher Bryseth, who is a co-editor of a book about FDR and Francis Perkins and Social Security, which is just really interesting to me. He's going to be on the panel with a guy named Will Swift, who lives over in Valencia, who's written a book about FDR and Eleanor and the royals, King George VI and his wife, Queen Elizabeth. And that's his book is called The Roosevelts and the Royals. And then we have a guy on the panel with them whose name is David Petrucha, and he's also in Hudson Valley, I think. And his book is about Hitler and FDR. It's called 1932, The Rise of Hitler and FDR. So that's going to be an interesting panel, three kind of different takes on FDR as a leader, as a strategist, as an important president, obviously, and we know lots of things about him, but I think these three men are going to tell some things we don't know, which is always fun. Russell Shorto, I mentioned, is coming. He's one of the great narrative historians, and this the book he's going to talk about and kind of the idea he's going to talk about is water, and he's got a book a couple of years ago called Island at the Center of the World, which is about Manhattan and the Dutch colony before the British took over in 1664. And that's going to be an interesting discussion, I think. He's going to tell us about his work in general and about his upcoming project, too, which will be interesting. And then we have a novelist, Elizabeth Brundage, who's a local. She lives in Valencia as well, and her last novel is called All Things Cease to Appear. And it's a gothic thriller, but beautifully literary and confident writing. It's just a very impressive novel. She published, or the book was published last spring, and she's done some things locally, but I think people will really want to hear from her. She's a very talented novelist.
A lot of great stuff, and again, this is 2 days of discussions that take place over a three-day event, Labor Day weekend at Spencertown Academy's Art Center's 11th Annual Festival of Books. And do you have any great stories? Are there any, over the years, any great book sale stories It seems
any
that
great
people
book sales stories?
Well, it seems that people who do book sales always have the story of the person who finds something that, oh, I've heard stories of people who found, who go to the book sale and they find the book that belonged to them as a kid, or they find that one book that they've been looking for forever, or they find a buried treasure. Have you had any stories like that?
I don't recall one in particular, but what I do think is fun about this, and it's what I imagine people experience in bookstores, people who run them and work there, is that you see the connections between people develop because they happen to like a particular writer. So if you go to a panel or you're browsing, you know, upstairs or whatever at the book sale, and you meet a friend who happens to also like, you know, history or FDR or World War II or kind of novels written about the Hudson Valley, like Elizabeth's book or something, it's kind of fun to see that, like, you know, oh, I didn't realize you liked this too. So it creates connections between people, and I think that's a lot of fun. I can tell stories like that every year when I discover something like that.
Spencertown Academy Arts Center's 11th Annual Festival of Books takes place over Labor Day weekend, September 3rd through the 5th. To learn more, visit spencertownacademy.org. SpencertownAcademy.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org. David Highfill is co-chair of the festival and a board member for the Spencertown Academy Arts Center. David, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and best of luck with this weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
Great pleasure to have you. Again, you can find out more information about the festival, the 11th Annual Festival of Books, by going to SpencertownAcademy.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.